What is asset allocation? When you strip all this stuff away, what is asset allocation? It's only three things. Asset allocation is diversification, okay? And that means having low correlated assets. Many people say everything moves together. No. Cash, treasury bonds, managed futures, precious metals, okay, and inflation index securities do not move with stocks. And that's, we have to drill that into our 17,000 financial advisors. Remind them that there are things that zig when others zag. Second thing, in terms of what is asset allocation, is rebalancing. And that means when something has moved down a lot or up a lot, you need to look very carefully and see, do you need to add more or take some off the table, okay? And the third thing that asset allocation is risk management. We all talk about our returns, but it's very important to basically keep focused on what are the risks and how do we manage the risks, how do we avoid having the risks cause us to bail out at exactly the wrong time. Now I'm going to pass out some handouts that we'll look at in a moment. While I'm doing that, let me just give a couple of observations on global capital flows. I am amazed at what's happening to capital around the world. Listen to this. Where are central banks putting their money right now? All over the world. They're putting their money into government paper, all right? They're buying, this is for the bank, this is for this group here, okay? So central banks are buying government paper all over the world. Japan, ladies and gentlemen, is on quantitative easing 8, QE8. It's been 23 years. It has not been the answer for Japan, okay? Secondly, where are banks putting their money? The financial system. You know where they're putting their money? Not into loans, which is what they've been set up to do. Sorry, this goes for the back, it goes for the back, it goes for the back over there. Okay? Don't get started on the handout right now, just pass it around. So banks are putting their money into liquidity because they're scared out of their minds. They're not making loans. Number three, corporations. Everybody in this room, your seven-year-old daughter knows this. Corporations have been putting money into cash. They've not been building plants, they've not been hiring. U.S. corporations have something between 1.7 and 2 trillion sitting in cash balances. This next one is amazing to me, and that is pension funds, endowments, and foundations. Where are they putting their money? Yes, alternatives. Everybody's copying Yale, and it's not worked out. Okay? The Yale-Harvard model, David Swensen, Jack Meyer at Harvard, it has not worked out for them because they have not been able to get the A student. The difference between an A student and a C student in bonds is minimal. It doesn't matter whether you get a good manager or a mediocre manager. When you get into private equity and venture capital, it's 22% per year, meaning plus 10 versus minus 10. So the endowments are unbelievable, and the universities, the foundations, and the pension funds have gone, I've seen numbers 25, 28, 33% alternative. Number five is the mainstream investor. This is our clientele. Morgan Stanley has 7 million accounts with 20 million, 7 million customers, 20 million accounts, because some people have more than one account in the family. 7 million customers, 20 million accounts. Where have they been putting their money? Into bonds. You read this, you write this. Stephen, you write this, okay? What I'm saying is, they put the money, for the last 5 years, they put $500 billion out of stocks and $1 trillion into bonds. Morgan Stanley's management is constantly asking me, David, why is this? I say, listen, the three T's, trust, trauma, and transition. Trust is Bernie Madoff, MF Global, Peregrine, Knight Trading, Flash Crash, High Frequency Trading. Listen to this. Somebody in this room wrote this because I read it by your byline this morning. The closing level of last night's Dow Jones was revised several times after the trading closed yesterday. The New York Stock Exchange experienced a trading glitch during the day, forcing it to alter its normal procedure for determining the closing prices of some stocks. Now, I go around the country and people raise their hand, what's your question? Your question is, what was the flash crash? How can I trust the system? That's the trust, okay? Trauma is the two meltdowns we've had in the last 10 years. The dot-com bust and now the housing and financial bust, okay? You had two meltdowns of 46 and 53% respectively, okay? And finally is the transition. And the baby boomers, ladies and gentlemen, want yield. There's 77 million baby boomers. Everybody got that? Between 1946 and 1964. How many are in Generation X? About 45, 50 million. How many are in Generation Y? Ready for that? This is the after Generation X. Ready for this? 100 million. There's 100 million that need to be attracted to start buying stocks, plus the emerging markets who are getting richer. They need to be buying these phenomenal U.S., Canadian, European, U.K. companies because they trust the accounting. They should, and the global footprint. But right now, mainstream investors are putting their money into bonds. And lastly, mega rich. What are the mega rich doing? The mega rich are putting their money into art, okay? Picasso, Cezanne, you see Mark Rothko, 76 million. Picasso, 106 million. Gustav Klimt, the largest price ever paid for a canvas. But it was off board, it wasn't an auction. It's over here at the Neue Galerie, okay? 150 million. They're putting it into trophy real estate. $90 million on the 95th floor of that thing where the crane went down. Okay? And the lights went off and you got to climb up to see an apartment that's not built out yet. Sandy Weill spent $58 million to buy an apartment at 1 Central Park West. He sold it recently to the daughter of the guy that runs the Moscow airports for $88 million. And she's using it as a study pad. And today, ladies and gentlemen, I haven't been able to check this. I checked it on my phone just now. It's not happened yet. Today, the Archduke Joseph Diamond is auctioned at Christie's Geneva. It's 76.02 carats. One of the top five diamonds in the world. And it's going to go for $15 million estimated price. Let's watch tomorrow and see what it did go for. But people, rich people, are not putting their money into productive assets to create jobs. They're putting their money into protective assets. Now listen to this lineup I just gave you. Government debt, liquidity, cash, alternatives, bonds, and art, trophy real estate, and diamonds. What's missing? Stocks. Not a penny's going into stocks in the big flows these days.